4.3, choices and habits. At this point, we know that success is not going to come in 90 days, and we know that we have to work on our minds to strengthen us through this journey. The next thing to do is to make the right choice and break or develop habits that will sustain us through the journey. Notice I keep saying journey, right? Everything is a process and has to work hand in hand over a period of time for long-lasting success. Choice. Choice is an act of selecting or making a decision when faced with two or more possibilities. Choices are at the root of every result. Each choice starts a behavioral pattern. Choices can be our best friend or worst enemy. At some point in our lives, we have had to make a decision. Once we hit the crossroads, whether you choose to be happy or sad, go to college or not, be successful or unsuccessful, is all your decision to make. Darren Hardy said, "You are 100% responsible for what you do, don't do, or how you respond to what happens to you." When I began my journey as an entrepreneur, I was so excited about sharing the solution to financial problems with all my family and friends. That was simply a bad idea. Tip: never involve family at the early stages of your business, especially if you love them. You must separate business and family in order to maintain a continued relationship with them. My hunger for direct marketing disgusted some of my family members. It was so bad, I refrained from talking about my business. I was monitored when I was in the midst of their friends to ensure I was not talking about my business. To them, I was ridiculing myself. My husband and I became the talk of the family and continue to be till today, despite the success we have created for ourselves. Friends looked at us weird, but after a while, when our mindset started to develop, we shook it off. Always remember, what does not break you will only make you stronger. It simply gave us the strength to work even harder, because if I gave up on myself, then I would cave into their ridicule. My relationship with my family was strained, and often I asked myself if it was worth losing my family and friends because of the path I had chosen. The positive part about all of this was I had the support of my husband. We were in this together, and that made a world of a difference. How different was my business from opening, for example, a restaurant by a family member or friend, especially when both will yield profit? The ultimate goal for both would be financial freedom. So why then should I allow myself to be a laughingstock? Direct marketing taught me short-term sacrifices for long-term gain, meaning you will need to give up a lot of things you're used to doing, such as watching TV, shorten your sleep time by waking up an hour early and going to sleep an hour later. The fact is that most people are complacent in life and cannot comprehend why they have to hustle. Most people would prefer not to hustle, but rather work for someone else for 40 years and then go work as a greeter at Walmart or Home Depot when they retire, because they never chose to do something different. The question is, why 95% of people choose to be complacent in life and feel they have the ammunition to ridicule the 5% that have chosen a different path? It was simply not fair, but is life meant to be fair? So this was the crossroads for me to make a choice. If I listened to my critics, it would mean I was giving up my dreams for the world, and I was not prepared to do that. I had to embrace myself to continue climbing the ladder. I knew that once I made it to the top, victory would prevail and it would be worth the ridicule. So I had to make the choice every time there was a conflict between a family gathering and a business meeting. My business meeting always prevailed. I missed a lot of parties and lost a lot of friends. I also became distant with some family members, and the only reason was I had to focus. These were really hard choices, but it was necessary for me to disassociate myself from the negativity so I could stay focused. I also made a lot of sacrifices along the way, and these sacrifices have paid off a lot in my life today. To you, I say this. In order for you to move up, you have to be prepared to make a lot of difficult choices. Choices that you are not used to making, but are essential for you to move to the next level. It's not hard to decide what you want your life to be about. What's hard is figuring out what you're willing to give up in order to do the things you really care about. This is a powerful quote by Shauna Nyquist. Elbert Hubbard also said, "It does not take much strength to do things, but it requires a great deal of strength to decide what to do." Some choices will be difficult, but life is all about making choices, and good choices at that. Always do your best to make the right choices, and if you happen to make the wrong choice, do well to learn from it and move on. Up until now, you have probably made some poor choices in your life. It could be that you chose to buy a pair of new shoes instead of investing that money, or you chose to associate yourself with friends who are not motivated in your life, or you keep eating unhealthy food and you continue to gain weight. The point is, all those choices have not allowed you to develop and progress in life. So why continue that path? Why not build the mindset of making the right choices this time around so that you can achieve different results? Ultimately, your life is a reflection of the choices you make. If you don't like your life, it is time to start making better choices. So take a second and pause every time you have to make a decision before you do anything drastic. You will be amazed at how things will move along in your life. It's time for all of us to wake up and make empowering choices. Wake up and smell the coffee. Habits. A habit is a reoccurring, often unconscious pattern of behavior that is acquired through frequent repetition or an established disposition of the mind or character. A habit is hard to give up. Darren Hardy said, "A daily routine built on good habits is the difference that separates the most successful people from everyone else." Oftentimes, we come across people who are extremely good at what they do to the extent that they are admirable. I learned that these individuals were so good because they had cultivated a habit of perfecting their craft through practice. Michael Jordan is a very good example of someone who practiced as many free throws. When he was interviewed, he said, "I am not out there sweating for 3 hours every day just to find out what it feels like to sweat." I hope you get the picture. When I started my business, because of my zest to perfect my understanding of my business, I spent a lot of time learning everything about my virtual office. I knew everything about what everyone was doing in my organization. I was glued to my computer and I checked and double-checked everything. A lot of my business partners would ask me how I could remember everything, and I simply said, "I studied my virtual office." This became a positive habit that I cultivated that brought so much success in my business and my journey. I also spent a lot of time practicing presentations and learning everything. I would play back pre-recorded presentations over and over again until I perfected them. I was far from being a public speaker, as I was a very shy person. So good habits cultivated over a period of time through practice can be very rewarding in our lives, and bad habits cultivated over a period of time can be very detrimental in our lives. No one can tell you what those bad habits are. Author Stephen King once said, "A man who can't bear to share his habits is a man who needs to quit them." This is a very simple way of you identifying those bad habits in your life and quitting them. Most of us have learned certain habits unconsciously without knowing it. We all have to be aware of what those bad habits are so that we can consciously work on getting rid of them. There are times when I get into this mood of eating nonstop for a couple of weeks. I say to myself, well, I haven't gained any weight. But before I know it, this bad habit will compound and suddenly a rash of 10 pounds will befall me. What I'm trying to say is, we may think our bad habits are very insignificant and therefore should not be an issue. But when compounded over a period of time, they cause a lot of strain in our lives. Today, I encourage you to sit back and identify those bad habits you need to get rid of so that you can get out of your own way and invite success in your life. Because ultimately, success is not looking for you. You have to go and find it. Please take a moment to write down some habits you know are not helping you in your life and work towards changing them in the next 21 days. You may also refer to my writing journal for a comprehensive reflection process. 4.4, have the right mentor. A mentor is a person who guides a less experienced person by building trust and modeling positive behaviors. An effective mentor understands that his or her role is to be dependable, engaged, authentic, and tuned into the needs of the mentee. Tip: everyone needs a mentor. Even the mentor needs a mentor. I believe that if you find the right mentor in your life, your journey will be well structured and you will not have to spend too much time reinventing the wheel. The key is to find the right mentor. I believe that a person can have a distant mentor and an upfront and close mentor. When I started my journey as an entrepreneur, I had a lot of role models who I wanted to emulate. I watched and observed them from a distance, meaning they were my distance mentors without their knowing. I simply made sure I followed their trainings and would be present whenever there was an opportunity to learn from them. There were also people I could call on, speak directly to, ask questions, and get their opinions. Those were my upfront mentors. A mentor is a person you have to carefully pick in your life. So how do you know the difference between a good mentor and a not so good mentor? According to John Maxwell's book, Mentoring 101, a mentor shouldn't be someone who would like to make themselves better at the expense of someone else. Rather, a truly successful person or mentor will like to raise others up and they don't feel threatened by the thoughts of others becoming more successful than them. Raising others should be a successful person's joy and not threat. Most people feel that a mentor has to have some special skill, but mentors are regular people who have the qualities of a good role model. Here are some characteristics of what makes a good mentor, according to a research paper done by a UCLA graduate division. A mentor listens. A mentor guides. Mentors are practical. Mentors educate. Mentors provide insight. Mentors are accessible. Mentors criticize constructively. Mentors are supportive. Mentors care. Mentors succeed. Mentors are admirable. One mentor during my time whose name keeps coming up even after his death is Jim Rohn. He was known as one of America's foremost philosophers who shared his success philosophies and principles for 46 years until his death in December of 2009. He coached and mentored many people, and one of the people who succeeded him is Darren Hardy, who propounded the theory of the compound effect. Growing up, I felt a great sense of satisfaction every time I shared knowledge and impacted someone with information that helped them to progress. During my process of discovering my what, I considered becoming a corporate trainer. It was only natural when the industry of direct marketing was introduced to me, and it embodied all of everything I wanted to be. It put me in a position to mentor and coach people. This gives me an inner satisfaction and sense of fulfillment. Someday, I truly hope that I will be the great mentor to many, just like all of my mentors, especially Mr. Barry Donaldson and C. Anthony Harris, who throughout my four-year journey as an entrepreneur have embodied all of these characteristics I share with you today. I am so lucky that I can call on them for advice, guidance, and learn from them. They are so selfless, quite frankly, have invested a lot of time in grooming a lot of individuals to be successful like them, and they do it with love and care. Bonnie Jean Wiseman said, "People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Everyone needs a mentor, someone to keep them on track to attain their ultimate goals. I urge you to find that mentor who will embody most, if not all, of these characteristics. Ensure that you stay close to them for guidance, support, and knowledge. A person without a mentor is always going to walk in circles in the dark until they ask for direction. Just think about it this way. If you put an address in a global positioning system, GPS, to go to a certain destination, it is possible that the GPS will take you in the wrong direction until you stop to ask for direction from somebody else who you feel is familiar with the area. Once you get back your sense of direction, you recalibrate and keep going. This applies to our life and our journey to success. We need direction, and a mentor will serve as a direction in your life. 4.5, develop the faith. Don't worry, I'm by no means a minister and I am not about to preach to you. I am only going to share with you my journey and how faith has played a part in it. Your faith can be in any religion. Whatever that religion is, it ultimately will play a factor in your success journey. My religion is Christianity, so this section is Christian-based from a Christian's point of view. How many of you know it is very easy for you to get off course with God? We all know He is the ultimate and we cannot achieve everything in life unless we submit everything to Him, right? Well, it is easier said than done because it happened to me. I have always been a follower of Christ and will always be a follower of Christ. I was raised in a Christian home, went to church every Sunday, and had a mother who was a fervent follower of Christ. She was very prayerful in all aspects. I know I continue to live today because she has interceded on my behalf too many times, and she continues to do so. Life got in the way for me when I became an entrepreneur. In the beginning, I was so focused on success that I started slacking in my prayer and walk with the Lord. I started missing church because I was traveling and that was my excuse. "No worries," I said. "God understands. I'll just pray and read my Bible." Then praying started to diminish. Of course, I did not notice that the lack of prayer had any impact in my life because I was really doing big things. Success was coming and I was so engulfed in it. God has a funny sense of humor though. He will just sit back and look at you until you fall flat on your face. So as the journey went on, little did I realize that with success, enemies come. I was not planted in the word, and because of this, the enemy started really attacking me. One day I was talking to a very good friend of mine and she gave me a powerful insight. She said, "God is never going to necessarily open the doors for the enemy to come in, but because you're not planted, He will not hold them back from coming." Well, usually you think you know it all until it's set to you in a different light. And that was an eye-opener for me. The word of the Lord says in Ephesians 6:10, verse 11, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." He also says in His word to those who follow Him that "no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Isaiah 54, verse 17. These are my two favorite quotes. Darren Hardy could not have said it any better in his book, The Compound Effect. People are either motivated by what they want or they do not want. A person can hate you because you have achieved something they have always wanted to achieve, and or because they do not have it in them to achieve what you have achieved. That could cause them to despise you and hate you. I know I am right because I live it. The fact is, sometimes it is necessary for us to have those enemies or haters in our life because they give us a reason to fight. For example, David had Goliath to fight. Enemies give us a reason to sharpen our skills and persevere to achieve our goals because without them, we lose our strength and our purpose. Although they are necessary, I believe you need to pray against them because whether we like it or not, Ephesians 6:12 verse 13 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the ruler, against the authorities, against the power of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of the evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground and after you have done everything to stand." As I shared with you in the beginning, my goal is to ensure that I share with you some guided principles I have used so that your journey to success will be shortened. Once I had a full understanding of what to expect in my life and journey, I knew I had to arm myself and continue to do so. My favorite daily verse and prayer is Psalm 35. "Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take up shield and armor. Arise and come to my aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue me." I encourage you to pick up the Bible and read this verse every single day. Read it out loud, say it like you mean it, and watch how you become surrounded by the Holy Spirit. Tip: getting planted in the Lord is essential in any walk or journey to decide in life, period.